Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo, and in this demonstration I want to show you how to get back out of power reserve mode efficiently and effectively, because up until this point I've actually had no idea how to restart the Apple Watch once you go into power reserve mode. And if you're not quite sure what power reserve mode is, it's where you can put the watch into this mode where the only thing that's displayed on the screen is the time, and no other functions are running on the watch. It's purely the time. So the deal is that if you're running low on power but you still want to know what the time is on your Apple Watch, you put it in this power reserve mode and you can still get the time, and you're saving your battery power. And of course, one of the side effects about running it in power reserve mode is that you don't have VoiceOver running either. So I just want to show you what it looks like as far as the light detector app is concerned, as far as finding out what's on the screen, i.e. what lights up on the screen, and then how to restart the Apple Watch to get it back into normal operation mode. So let me just wake my Apple Watch up by tapping on the screen.
2115.
And I'm going to actually hold in the side button or the friends button for 2 seconds.
Cancel button.
And if I flick through, of course, using the VoiceOver gesture, we've got cancel, flick to the right,
power off,
which is a normal power off. And to do that, when you power it off, I normally give it about 30 seconds and then hold the side friends button in again for 2 seconds, and I'll restart the Apple Watch and flick to the right.
Power reserve button.
That's power reserve mode. So double tap on power reserve
power
mode. Now we're going into power reserve mode. Now I'm going to show you with the light detector what's currently on the screen if you activate the time on the screen. But first of all, I'll just show you how blank the screen is. I'm just going to turn up light detector currently running on my iPhone, and I'm pointing the camera at the screen, and we should just get a low frequency coming out of the light detector because it's not detecting any light source on my Apple Watch at the moment. I'm turning it up. Yep, and you can hear that low tone. Turn down again. What I'm going to do now is, now it's in this power reserve mode, if I just press the friends button once, and I've currently got the Apple Watch on my left wrist with the digital crown and the side stroke friends button towards my left wrist, if I press the side friends button once up on the top right hand side of the screen, it will light up and that'll display the current time. Of course it won't read, but it'll display the current time. Because in power reserve mode, as I said previously, that's the only thing it does. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn up the light detector, and then I'm going to position the camera over the top right-hand corner of the Apple Watch screen, and you'll hear the time light up when I press the side friends button, and then it'll slowly fade away and go blank again. So I'm putting my iPhone 6 over my watch, and I'm going to turn up the light detector again. Okay, and I'm going to press the side button, friends button once. Okay, that was it lighting up. I'll do it one more time, side friends button once. Okay, and you can tell it's gone off. Now if I put the light detector in the middle of the Apple Watch screen, when I turn it on, the Apple logo is going to light up on the screen, and then you know it's restarting. So as I said, with the power button to turn on normally, it's 2 second hold and release. Well, with the power reserve mode, it's a 4 second hold and release. So if I do that now, I will actually hear the Apple logo light up on the Apple Watch via the light detector app. So I do that now, holding it in. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi. Okay, and that's the Apple logo lit up. And unlike the time, it hasn't gone off. So now what I can do is take my iPhone away, and I'm going to turn the volume down on the light detector for the moment. And we'll just wait for the Apple Watch to start up from power reserve. And normally, like the normal power on, it takes approximately 70 seconds for the Apple Watch to start up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause the recording and restart it again just before it comes on. And you heard that bleep.
Clock face, 2124.
And there we are, come up from power reserve mode. And if I touch my screen,
one,
I can double tap on one, flick to the right, two, double tap on button, two, putting my two. PIN number in. And I can either right flick around to seven or touch on seven.
Seven.
Double tap button, on seven.
Seven.
Touch on nine.
Nine button.
And double tap on nine.
Nine. Dip 2125.
And that's how you recover, so to speak, from power reserve mode if you happen to be using VoiceOver. So you activate power reserve mode either from the settings glance or as I did from the side friends button, holding in for 2 seconds. And you've got actually got four options there. You've got cancel, normal power off, power reserve, and lock screen. So power off is a normal standard off. You just hold the side friends button in for 2 seconds and restart. 70 seconds later, Apple Watch comes on, speaking with VoiceOver. Power reserve mode, when you go into there, for a sighted person, they will get the time lit up on the top right-hand side of the screen when they press the side friends button in. And it's a short sequence just to display the time to reserve power. It doesn't work with VoiceOver, of course, because nothing else is running on the watch. And of course, I demonstrated that by holding the light probe over the lit up part of the screen for the time. And then to turn the Apple Watch back on again, hold that side friends button in for 4 seconds. And as we found out via the light detector, the Apple logo lights up in the middle of the Apple Watch screen when it restarts. 70 seconds later, you're back in business with VoiceOver talking on the Apple Watch clock face screen. So that completes this demo of putting your Apple Watch into power reserve mode and recovering from it efficiently back to your standard clock face running VoiceOver. So as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.